KTBK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Fort Worth finds out what it's all about when Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice 8 hits the town of the cow. Get your seats by clicking on theticket.com from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4:58 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline, except we have no Grego today. He is a little too sick to go with us from Jacksonville today, so we're muddling through somehow. We would like to extend a shout-out to young Max Bensing, who was born at 8:24 this morning.
Oh.
So, shout-out to him and his parents, Chip and Nicole. All right, we have karaoke talk.
The other night, this was around the same time that Donnie and Rob and myself, me and the engineers, ran into Tom Brady and Donovan McNabb. But prior to that scene, we were at an Irish bar, just sitting around having a couple of beers, and all of a sudden, it turns into a karaoke bar. And I hate karaoke. I can't stand it. Because, now Danny, you remember when we were down here last time in Florida? Not in this part, but down in Port Charlotte, and we went to the karaoke bar?
Yes, and the guy that was real serious about it.
Yes. There's always that guy who thinks that he is the star, like he's a rock star.
He thinks he's Steven Tyler.
Yeah, and it's his time on stage to perform for all his wanting fans. Well, we had this incident again, but this time it was with a girl. She was the ringleader of the karaoke place.
Bitch.
She got up there and sang, you know, four or five songs, and she had her gaggle of spare friends there, and she was clearly there.
She's singing Respect.
No, but I'll get to what she was singing in a minute.
Now, was this one of the ones who got all nookied?
No, this is at another bar.
Oh, okay.
This is at a total another bar. Bob and Dan join us as well. Hi, boys. How are you doing?
Booyakasha.
Glad to hear you guys back on the air. Please feel free to jump in at any time, please. So,
Cora.
Snake. Like now, or should we just wait till you talk more?
Whenever.
I go now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, bye.
No, I want you to come on too.
Well, I didn't want to have too many voices now that we have bad radio.
No, Danny,
I'm not gonna say anything.
I need your help.
Keep working your
way. You're the music guy, dude.
Yeah, I need your help.
Karaoke.
If anybody knows karaoke, it's you.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this lady she's the first one up there. As soon as they turn the karaoke machine on, she runs up there. She's all decked out to the nines, you know, because she's on stage and she needs to dress up.
Hot like most Jacksonville women?
No, Dan. She's ugly. So she gets up there.
Fat.
Little chunky. So her first song is this. She's like, I want to sing an oldie, but a goodie for you guys, if you don't mind. So she's telling us. So she goes, she starts out with this. Crazy. And it's the Patsy Cline song. So as soon as she hits that first crazy, her little buddies, you hear this. You hear like they start clapping for her. Mm-hmm. And she looks at him after, she's like, crazy. Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for coming. Crazy for you. So cheesy.
Dude, that's probably her life.
I know. Isn't that a sad life, though?
So now, is this the person whose job it was to get karaoke going?
No. There's a karaoke man who, like, runs the karaoke machine. This girl was there clearly because it was her time to be on stage. She couldn't make American
superhero Bob.
Oh, not karaoke man.
Is this like Bob playing adult league hockey, though? I mean, they're just living their dream once a week, along with dollar beers, and
there's really no difference.
I don't like you to compare that.
It's not that far removed, is it?
Because sports is sports. That's another
sport.
Medium totally.
This route doesn't have adult league hockey to play, though.
And she doesn't have 5'10 to feature herself every day.
Right. This is her outlet.
Stop it.
This is her creative outlet.
Remember when I had a
beat-down job. Lives in a trailer. She lives in frickin' Jacksonville.
So don't beat her down for digging karaoke. Yeah, here is the snake. She digs karaoke.
I'm too good for her.
But here is the
you idiots. Come on.
Hey, I wear T-shirts.
Hey, I'm gonna bang you, bitch.
Did you yell that?
So did you go up on stage and go, look, this is a pro?
Oh, yeah, because I really know how to sing.
start doing the running man.
I want to bang you, bitch.
Mo!
Start singing Norm. You didn't get up there and do that?
No. Big chair.
I don't think they have that in karaoke tracks.
Norm?
Can you get Norm, please? I'm gonna do Norm.
So then this other guy, she gets off.
The lighters out. Right.
I mean, Norm? The place goes nuts. Then this one guy gets up there and he sings that, I got a little change in my pocket going jing-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, you know, that song?
Oh,
that's
goodness.
Even the original.
Call you on a telephone, babe.
And then he busts in the Black Crowes Hard to Handle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mercy.
Then he gets off. Then he gets off. Hey, little thing.
Okay,
let me
we know how it goes. God almighty.
Well, Dan does it.
That in college football, I can't stand to hear you do. I swear
what?
To God. The two things that just drive me crazy is when Corby talks college football and when he sings.
Satellites.
Why?
I don't know.
There was
it's just
a lady.
I love you to death, and you're one of my best friends, but those are the two things that drive me bananas about you.
Wow, he loves you.
So then the girl gets back, the ringleader gets back up on stage. She's like, all the girls to get up on stage with me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So,
yeah, and I was like, what's up?
Hey. Like when Snoop did it at that concert?
He gets shots up there. So all the girls in the bar get up there, and they crank up Gloria Gaynor.
Oh.
I Will Survive.
I Will Survive.
Tell me that.
Did you enjoy that?
No, none of us. No one did.
Well, I bet they were up there having a great time, yet here is the snake.
Rob, was this not...
Somebody else.
Was anyone enjoying this?
Having a good time, the
right.
Snake just
damn it,
can't
Rob, get on
it.
The mic.
Snake. Someone else wants their creative outlet.
We thought about
snake.
Just
getting up and leaving. Honestly, it was horrible.
Well, you had that option. Why
well, we
you?
Did.
Why didn't you overcome
we did leave.
Why didn't you record it?
Yeah, dude. You know, we got all these great stories
about
it. We were
kicking ourselves in the head for not recording it. We didn't have a recorder. So then the guy who sang Hard to Handle and Change in My Pocket going jing-a-ling-a-ling, he gets up there again. He's like, let's lower the lights a little bit for this one, all right?
Oh, no.
My.
And Justin, the song that I told you to get, this breaks out.
Oh, my God. That's
really?
12 minutes.
Sings the whole stairway to heaven.
But again, that guy's probably got a job in a department store.
That's a song that means something to him.
Shut up.
Maybe he shakes, mixes paint cans or something during the day.
And the same thing. As soon as he hits this first little...
Well, it takes a minute.
Lady who's sure. Right then, a couple of people started clapping. He was like, you know it. Pointing at him.
Can you hit the post on
you
this,
get
friends?
It.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Oh. Well, you're a DJ, weren't
That's
you?
Right.
You're trafficking real quick.
Well, no, I wasn't a DJ. No.
This is such a punch out when it's on
weather,
the radio.
Mike.
Is it?
But in karaoke, and this guy sucked so bad, and he had to sing...
Hold on.
On Your Home for Rock, 1310.
now they start
Let's
clapping.
Play it again.
You got it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Dave,
right
thanks
on.
For coming out. All right. Can I get a little more Smoke Machine? Thanks. All right.
Thanks for that.
We had to all do karaoke. We had to have ticket karaoke night.
I hate karaoke.
We do it. It's
people.
Called Ticket Stop.
Yes, it is. It's too awesome.
And you know what? It sucks. We suck. It's fun.
I mean, like every Thursday night.
Oh, like we should all hang out together and go to karaoke night?
Do you hate karaoke people, Corby?
Yes. Don't you?
Yeah, I hate the... You know what? I don't mind the random guy that gets up there and makes an ass out of himself. Or if somebody's, like, really good, but it's that legion of wannabes that just follow karaoke, and they're there every freaking week, and they suck.
I'll tell you, this does have a time waster's correlation, though, because...
It's dressing.
When I watch you guys do your thing... I like the funny songs, but boy, when Gordo comes up there to sing a real meaningful song to him that no one else has ever heard, punch out.
That's karaoke?
Totally.
In a way.
It's ticket karaoke.
Yeah, it is.
I wasn't going to tread on the Tom Petty.
No, those
there,
are great.
Those are great. Gordo for the most part.
I mean, hey. You're not treading on anything because I like the funny stuff, too.
I'd rather have indie movie guy sing a song for us.
Who's Herschel, that?
Or Rochester.
Or Yoda.
Sing, let's put the pies in the oven or something like that.
So right now, a song, and it's about this point that we decided to get the hell out of there.
You didn't sit through the whole thing?
No, we did sit through the where he, because we wanted to see how he would handle
the high part.
Yeah, that part.
Were you there for a show or drinking? What's the difference? What's playing while you're drinking?
I just don't want to see idiots up there singing karaoke and being serious about it and thanking the crowd.
I'm not going to bag on the P1s.
And telling him to crank up the smoke machine.
It means something to him.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it's like adult league hockey or baseball. Or
I disagree with that. Because I play soccer. And
that's exactly what
I play. I'm an athlete.
Look at me.
Well, turn to play soccer.
So, like, me and Bob running a marathon, is that equivalent?
I got my own dance.
My stats last week.
I got a yellow card.
I was player of the week in our league.
Me and Bob running a marathon, is that karaoke?
Yes.
Same thing.
No, it's
same
not.
It is not. All those marathoners are in the marathon league.
Look, I'm in
the same thing.
Jim Fix.
Jim Fix?
I don't know.
Hey, look at me.
You got a died running or hello?
I'm Zola Budd.
I believe he died doing karaoke.
Hey,
I'm Mary Decker Tabb. Look at me.
I'm Kim Keno.
Hey.
Check me out.
Anyway, it sucked. It was stupid.
I just don't see why.
You know what? The minute we get off the air, the minute.
I don't see why you won't let people have their fun.
That's true. It's a good point.
The minute we get off the air, Mike's going to be like, I've. And you would have.
No, I wouldn't have.
The minute you heard crazy, you would have got up and left, and you would have shot her
the living their dream.
Well, it was a nice tribute to Robert Plant.
These are downtrodden people.
That's all they have. It's Thursday night at that bar.
Well, their lives suck then.
Well, you're nowhere near as good as yours.
Not everybody can be E! News.
See, that's exactly why people hate him.
So cocky.
Gotta go.
God.
Because he's snake.
All right, you guys need to stick around, okay? We have audio.
Oh, boy.
We have what?
Media party.
You guys get to meet someone you've never met before.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Take it. So.